News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, new lower speed limits are to come into force this week. Motorists will see three major reductions on specific routes nationwide. For more on this, we're joined by Conor Faulkner, a transport consultant. Conor, just bring us up to speed. Remind us of these changes.
Well, good morning, Shane. Yes, well, the government is changing the default speed limit that applies on roads. And default is a little bit confusing. A default is a limit that will apply unless the local authority has intervened and specified a different limit. So in other words, if the local authority does nothing, then the national speed limit will apply and it is being lowered. It had been 80 kph for many, many years. And in fact, that 80, Shane, is the one that applies when you see that wonky sign that is a circle with a slash through it. That confuses motorists when they see it. That actually technically means that the nationally applied speed limit is what counts. So what we'll see from Friday is, well, we'll see Gardaí out and about trying to enforce it, but actually the change shouldn't be too radical.
Sorry, Conor, 80 to 60, is it?
80 to 60, yeah. Yes, 80 to 60. Now, it's worth bearing in mind that's the default speed limit. The local authority is perfectly within its rights and, in fact, is properly doing its job if it looks at a range of speed limits that the law provides and applies the appropriate one. The default should only really be there if the local authority hasn't looked at the road. But a local authority looks at a road, assesses it and applies the limit. But by default, if it hasn't done so in a specific stretch, the default limit now drops from 80 to 60. And you know, Shane, some of those 80s by default were on truly ridiculous roads. If you see the photos, the classic Irish photos of the grass growing up the middle of the road and a signpost with 80 on it, I mean, where that actually derives from is that the national speed limit set by national law is 80 unless the local authority intervenes and applies one of the speed limits that are available from its menu of options. So that's a classic case where the local authority should intervene and apply an even lower limit. But as I say, the default will lower from 80 to 60. That will generally mean lower speed limits that we'll see on secondary roads, but wherever the local authority has assessed the road properly, they will have applied the appropriate limit. As I say, the default only applies if the local authority has done nothing.
Do you generally welcome this, Conor?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, in the obvious sense that some of those speed limits are absolutely crazy. And the default speed limit on national roads is going to drop from 100 kilometres to 80 kilometres later on in the year as well. And that might also be significant. But I'd say again, Shane, these are the defaults. And the defaults are kind of background law. They come into force if the local authority has done nothing. It's much more important that the local authority acts on its own roads. And there are plenty of locations nationwide where the local authority needs to do more. Lots of speed limits need to come down. Many of us can name locations, but it's just as wrong to have a speed limit that is absurdly set too low. If you, for example, just say, let's put 60 on every signpost in Ireland, you might think that you're making roads safer. Actually, you just grow a culture whereby motorists don't respect speed limits or they don't make sense to the environment. So the local authority has to get it right. And the lowering of the defaults shouldn't be that dramatic. But having said that, we'll see plenty a number of anomalous areas will be obvious on Friday.
Conor, thank you indeed. We'll leave it there. Conor Faulkner, transport consultant. Thank you indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.